BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is Friday's podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. Our listener Robin finds herself in a very awkward situation in a life model class. Another round of the song meanings game. Charlie Sloth with a one-off Fat Friday. We get hold of the frostbit guy, Rory, from Northern Ireland to wish him happy birthday. And Chris has been very secretive about his plans for the weekend.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, I'm on my own today. Stark is not here. I don't really know why, actually. And as I have mentioned before, even for listeners, you do normally have to fill in a holiday form to take leave from the show, which he hasn't done. But I'm actually going to call him in a bit anyway, because I've heard about something that he's doing this weekend that's really... Well, I wouldn't expect it. It's amazing how many things he doesn't share that he doesn't want you to know. But I'm going to call him in a bit anyway, because... But it's something that he's not told any of us that he's doing this weekend over the week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I enjoyed Chris's interesting tweet to a real Liam Payne last night on Twitter. His kind of supportive tweet. It's all right, mate. Don't let anyone get you down. Just go for it. Do what you do. Surely Liam would be well pleased with that. Chris is off today. We don't really know why, but most importantly, I found out this weekend what he's up to, and he hasn't told anyone here, and he's certainly not mentioned it on air this week as far as I'm aware, because I was here. And it's something that it's not it just doesn't really fit in with his football, beer, kebab image. It's just not very him. We're just calling him now, please hold. Is he on the line? Hi, Chris.
Right, Scott.
Yeah, I'm just phoning for a catch-up. Where are you? I don't even know where you are.
Right now, I'm at Borehamwood Football Club football.
Okay, so you're playing football?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so there's this thing that we do every day between 1 and 4. It's like on Radio 1, goes across the whole UK. You can get it globally, like on the internet.
I know, it goes worldwide, doesn't it?
Yes. Why aren't you here?
Basically, I'm filming something here,
right?
Which is fine. It's I'm just. But basically, all I'm doing is playing football, really.
All right. So I found out about this about 10 minutes ago. So you didn't fill in your holiday form, did you?
No, I appreciate this isn't looking good right now.
Right. Okay. So who are you playing football?
I start again. I'm doing work at the moment.
Right. Well, what? It's really windy. Where are you? Are you on a football pitch?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a football pitch. But it is work, I promise you that.
Okay, who are you with?
I don't want to be here.
You don't want to be...
No, I promise you I'd rather be in the studio with you.
Me. Okay, are you with your other friends?
I'm with a couple of other friends, but I promise you I don't want to be here. So it's, unfortunately, sometimes you got to do these things, and I'm doing this.
I have to say, last weekend was brilliant, wasn't it?
Do you know what? It was just really good spending time with you. For me, it was a bit like the old days.
It was, because, you know, we're both very busy, but it was like, it was the lads back together again, you and me, in Bingley in Yorkshire, on the beers, playing some tunes.
Yeah, it was good.
I loved it.
We should do it more often.
Absolutely, yeah.
You just need to be less busy.
I know. It's just, once the summer's over, we need to go for our Lebanese night out again as well.
I always think it's a bit weird when you say it like that, but it's fine. It's just food and beers.
Yeah.
When you say a Lebanese night out, you make it sound like it's something fancy. It's not. It's Lebanese food and beers.
We share a love of Lebanese food, so we just go out and have some Lebanese, and that's what we'll do when the summer is properly over.
You make it sound like it's a lot classier than it is.
Well, I enjoyed last weekend, so thanks, mate. What are you doing this weekend? Are you getting right on it again like last weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure I probably will. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see my mates. Why are you playing this?
Where are you actually going this weekend?
I told you, I'll probably see Dosso and Chango and those lot and see what they're up to and catch up with them.
But what if I've got some information that suggests that you might be doing something else?
Oh, I see where this is going. Okay, fine.
You might as well tell us, because I know already.
Okay, well, I'll level with you. I thought I'd go to the last night of the proms.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how things have changed.
That's out of order. It's a good laugh. We have a couple of beers and watch some music. It's in a park. It's great. It's fine. There's nothing non-laddie about it.
Right, yeah. You used to be there in Watford Spoons with a chain round your neck and Wednesday Night Curry Club. What's occurring?
It's just last night at the proms. There's nothing. I don't know why you're so concerned. I don't know why you think you need to bring it up now. It's just last night at the proms. It's, you know, I like some of that music. I should be ashamed to say that.
I don't know how I feel right now, but we'll discuss this on Monday, all right?
Why do I feel like I'm in trouble? This is ridiculous.
All right, I can't even hear you. Just go and play football. OK, bye.
Bye. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. We had Harry on yesterday. We were talking about earlier in the week ridiculous lengths you go to impress somebody, to try and get a girl or a boy that you like. So Harry volunteered to be the life model in a class because the other life model dropped out last minute to impress a girl. And it worked. He got the girl, even though she had to draw him almost naked. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Scott.
So you heard us talking about these kind of awkward life drawing classes yesterday.
Yeah, they can be quite cringy.
I got your email, so tell me the story.
So it was during my A-levels in high school, so about 6 years ago. And so it was part of the course. We had to go to local college and we all stood there with our easels, kind of sniggering a little bit because we're all a bit like being schoolgirls and like going, oh, this is going to be really embarrassing.
So when you do that, do you know who's about to walk in? Do you know whether it's going to be a bloke or a girl or what?
No, you have no idea. And it's a bit of suspense as well. Because it's like you just all stood there with easels, like in a circle, and you're just waiting for this kind of naked person to come in.
So it's
really cringy.
It's a weird situation.
It really is, yeah.
So how many people are there just waiting for this life model to come in?
It was about 10 of us, and I was with like three of my best friends, so I knew people that I was with. But we all stood there, and all of a sudden the woman walks in.
Oh, so it's a girl.
It was a girl, yeah. Woman walked in and we're all kind of hiding behind our easels. Put my head round. We make eye contact and I realise that I know her.
Oh, no. How do you know her?
She's my mum's friend in our local village. She lived a couple of houses down. So she smiled at me. She's not started posing. And she walks over and comes to talk to me and is like, oh, hi, Robin. Oh, how's your mum? Oh, she really popped round for a cup of tea. Really like small talk. My friends are laughing their heads off at this. They are sniggering behind their easels at me and I just want the ground to open up. She's completely starkers.
And all your friends are like, how do you know her?
Yeah, they were just like whispering. When she went to start posing, they're whispering around their ears going, who's that? How do you know her?
So what did you say? You just kind of were like, yeah, my mum's fine, thanks.
And yeah, mum's fine, thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking.
During this whole conversation, this small talk, was she completely naked?
Yes, she was. Completely naked. Very confident about it as well.
So then once she's chatted to you, she goes back into the middle and you're all ready to draw her. And what pose is she doing, please?
She was kind of stood. She's got... I'm actually looking at the drawing right now. I've still got it.
Oh, you kept it?
I've kept it. Well, I've got it, a photo of it. And she stood with her arm kind of at an angle and she's holding onto her shoulder.
Okay, and what facial expression? Is it kind of arty?
I didn't draw a face.
But why? Are you not supposed to? I've never done one.
I think you are, but I'm not very good at faces. And I kind of didn't want to be reminded of her face as well when I look back at the drawing.
Because it's your mum's friend?
Yeah.
All right, so Robin, you've missed out the face, but you're drawing the rest of her body, yeah?
Yes, I am. But I'm getting a bit embarrassed that I know this woman and her private parts are looking me in the face. Oh. So I ended up drawing her a bit like a Barbie.
Okay.
So she's not really got much on show, but you can kind of see her outline.
Oh, God.
Because I just couldn't bring myself to draw her private parts. I could not do it at all.
You're making me snigger just because you're saying the words private parts?
Well, yeah.
which I don't think I've used since school. Private parts, lol.
Private parts.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks really odd. I can send the photo.
Do you know what? I'm all right, thanks.
It's quite a nice drawing. I'm quite proud of it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. No, you keep that to yourself for your memories. When we had the initial person on about life drawing this week, I didn't realise how many other people would be in touch with stories about this.
Yeah, they can be quite awkward situations.
So many of them. Robin, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Nice to speak to you.
Have a good weekend. Love you, bye.
Cheers. Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Well, I think we've all got a very good who, a new who in our lives for Thursday. Private Parts. BBC Radio 1. Right, so you know the BBC iPlayer, right? At the moment, there's something brand new on there. And it's called The Number One Show. It's hosted by Radio 1's Kel Spellman. As if it was kind of some kind of premonition, he just walked by as I was about to talk about him. Hi.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Kel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Can I talk about you almost like you're not here for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so every week, Kel brings you the number one thing in music. Then Rihanna, off of films, brings you the number one thing in movies. Julia, she's all over the gaming. And then Martin from CBBC, he's got the entertainment news down. Also, I believe this week, he might be able to tell us otherwise, but Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg talk about their lack of bendiness.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's very true.
Also, find out what Dan from Dan and Phil and Harry Styles have in common. Any clues?
I don't want to give that one away.
Okay. And also, new videos from Miley Cyrus. That's a good one. And Taylor Swift. Also good. Search The Number One Show on BBC iPlayer and you'll see Kel's face like I can right now opposite me. That was a good sell, right?
That was a great... Do you know what? That made us sound like a team of Avengers and you were like the Samuel Jackson character.
That's right.
Together.
That's me. So, number one show on iPlayer. And also, don't forget, Kel's show every Sunday, 4 till 7 on BBC Radio 1.
Yes.
It's going well. I hear it a lot because I'm driving around.
Oh, I'm really kind of getting there with it now. I think I've kind of found my place with it and where I'm at. And yeah, just try and have it as one big party, really, on a Sunday.
And the tunes between 6 and 7 are all number one tunes. And they are... amazing.
Yes.
That's 6 or 7, the number one show on Sunday night with Kel on Radio 1. And also, just announced, you're going to be playing Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday.
I am so excited, by the way, Scott. I have waited so long for this, you don't understand.
It's like X Factor, I've waited all my life for this.
No, honestly, I absolutely love Innuendo Bingo. And then when I got asked, I was like, oh, this is happening. This is happening.
Did you get the call today?
Yeah, the call happened today.
Yeah.
I came in, it was all go. I even texted my dad, actually, was like, you do not understand what's happening.
Did you?
Tuesday. Yeah.
Look, everyone remembers where they were when they got the call about Innuendo Bingo. So Kel's going to be playing on Tuesday at 1:45. You're going to get wet, though. Also, that mane of hair is going to be, it's just going to be a sopping mess.
Someone told me, though, I need to practice my technique of kind of laughing with the, to get good kind of coverage.
Yeah, the problem is, even Tom Daly, I mean, excellent diver, but you could tell that he was a newbie when he was on yesterday. And as he said himself, which got picked up by a lot of press, I need more explosive power in my mouth. So maybe practice that over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that explosive power in my mouth.
Right, excellent. So Kel's on your radio on Sunday at 4 o'clock. He's on BBC iPlayer right now with the number one show and his first experience of Innuendo Bingo. And that is on Tuesday at 1:45. I will see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. 2:15, it's just me today. Chris didn't fill in a holiday form, but he's doing something to do with football. And then going to last night of the proms, off of classical music tomorrow night. What a varied life. Now, it's someone who is very special to this show's birthday today. Do you remember Rory from Northern Ireland? He's not been on the show for ages because mostly we can't get hold of him. We've only got a phone number for Rory's mum. And every time we call that, it generally just rings out or goes to voicemail. If you don't remember Rory from Northern Ireland, he was the one that went on the local TV news and then went viral for saying this.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the demolishers, we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good. You wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Since then, he's been on adverts in Northern Ireland for various broadband companies. Like, he's a star now in Northern Ireland, which could be why I can't get hold of him.
Oh, good. You wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Rory, I miss you. Please, can someone get in touch with him and tell him that I'm trying to reach him today because it's his birthday and I just want to say happy birthday to him. And I mean, the dream would be that we could talk to him on the show. Does everyone agree? But I've only got his mum's number and she doesn't answer and then it just rings out. But happy birthday, Rory, even if I don't speak to you today, and...
Oh, good, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Also, do you remember earlier in the week, Chris accused me of being the biggest gossip at Radio 1, which I took massive offence to at the time? So, just on that note, one of my friends split with her boyfriend last night, so immediately I sent a message to another of our friends in the group, just another friend that we both know, saying, oh no, she split with him, but then sent it to her instead. So... the message she gets instead of, oh no, I'm terribly sorry, is, oh no, she split with him, which is like massively inappropriate. So Chris possibly is correct.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you've missed the news, Charlie Slough's going to be on today. I know, what a bonus. It's Fat Friday for one day only because he couldn't do Tuesday because we had slaves on. Charlie Slough makes an appearance on this show in 1 hour from now. Also coming up, Calvin Harris and Disciples and Foo Fighters. And we're going to play a little game together. Join in if you want, because it's Friday and that. Hi, Fairly.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
Gloucestershire.
You're like, ugh, Gloucestershire. What,
yeah.
Should you not be there or something?
Well, we should have been here about an hour ago.
Okay, so where are you travelling from and to?
First of all, we're going to Misterton. And then we're going to stay there and then we're going to Lincoln tomorrow to...
Are you a fresher?
Move in, yes.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so you're from Cornwall?
I am, yeah.
But you're going to Lincoln and you're starting your first year?
Yes.
When will you arrive?
Sunday.
You know I'm going to be in Lincoln on Sunday night doing freshers?
Oh yeah, no, I've got my ticket.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
I'll come and say hi.
I will. I hope you remember.
Yeah, of course I will. Who are you with at the moment?
I'm with my mum, Emma, and my sister, Keela.
Oh, so it's the family trip up to the university for the first time.
Well, it's a girls' trip up to the university.
Yeah, okay. And so what have you got in the car, and what car is it?
Well, I've got a Nissan Micra. And in here is my guitar, my bag of shoes, my giant suitcase.
Yeah.
Basically everything that was in my bedroom my whole life.
So you've jammed the whole contents of your life into a Nissan Micra?
Yeah, and there's room. There's room for an extra person.
Is there?
Yeah.
Obviously you can see out of all the windows and mirrors because that would be bad otherwise. Clothes, check?
Yes, everything.
Duvets?
Everything. No, I'm buying new ones. That's what I'm excited about.
Toasty maker?
No, my grandma is giving me all of my kitchen items when I'm there.
Awesome. You've got it sorted.
So, yeah,
is there ready. Some kind of arty poster you might be taking with you?
Arty poster? Film posters. Good old film posters.
Film posters, yeah, that'll do. Well, I think you're all set, really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the journey, if you
Thank
can.
Thank you.
And I'll see you on Sunday night at Lincoln Freshers.
Yes, definitely.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Amy.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I am. Are you?
Yeah, good. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Burnley.
Okay. Do you fancy playing a little game with me?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you're Amy. You're from Burnley. You're 26.
Yep.
And today is your day off.
It is.
But what's your job, Amy?
I'm an operating department practitioner.
Okay, good. What does that mean?
I work in operating theatres, helping people put you off to sleep and do the surgery and then wake you up after.
So are you the person that does the injection that eventually sends you off to sleep?
No, I'm not the person that does the injection. I'm the person that helps do the injection.
Oh, okay. Are you the reassuring person that talks to you about things to take your mind off the fact that you've just had an injection?
Yes.
Oh, I remember. Very reassuring, aren't you?
Yeah, we try to be.
So as you get injected, there's generally someone like right over your face going, so, enjoying the weather lately? And before you know, you're gone.
Gone. Fast asleep.
And that's your job?
That's my job.
You don't actually do the operation as well, do you?
No, no, no. We just assist the surgeons.
Pass on the scalpel in that?
Yes.
What a job. This is amazing.
I like it.
We were talking earlier in the week about weird places that listen to Radio 1, like out of the ordinary places where you might hear it. Are we on in the theatre?
Yeah, sometimes. Some surgeons like the radio, so yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes we have you on. It depends on the surgeons, but yeah.
So look, while people are having operations, you might hear this show?
Quite possibly.
See, that's
what the surgeon likes, that's what the surgeon gets.
That's another weird place where Radio 1 is on, see?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is my game today, Amy.
Okay.
There's a website with loads of song lyrics on. We've done this before.
Yes.
And at the bottom of the song lyrics, there is a forum where people discuss what the lyrics might mean.
Okay.
So I've not seen these, but the team have taken some of these lyrics from the forum, and we've got to guess what song it is from what they describe.
Oh, interesting.
All right?
Yeah.
So it's like a song meanings game.
I like it.
We've got the clues here from these forums. Neither of us know what the song is, but from the clues, we've got to try and guess what it is, all right?
Yep. Let's do it. I think we can do it, Scott.
We're working together on this, Amy.
Yep. We can do it.
If you want to play along, 81199. So here are some comments from the forum at the bottom of some song lyrics, but what song are they talking about? Here we go.
Here we go.
Clue one.
The lyrics as a whole do not tell a story, but if you look at individual lines and sections, they make more sense.
That's not a great clue to start, is it?
That is not the best clue.
So the lyrics as a whole don't tell a story, but if you do look at individual sections, they make more sense. That's like every pop song ever.
Yeah, this could be anything.
What are most pop songs about, Amy?
It's got to be love.
Love, I think. Falling in love or breaking up from love, and how rubbish it is not being in love.
Yeah.
And if it's not about love, it's about
sex. Yeah.
So I don't think this really helps us. Are you happy to move on?
Yeah, I think we need clue two.
Here it is.
I think he is talking about how hot, talented and desirable he is and how he has a lot of money.
If anyone wants to help us out here, play along on 81199. So it's a song about how hot, talented and desirable, etc. he is and how much cash he's got.
This could be quite a number of people.
Who do you think?
Justin Bieber.
Does he sing about how hot he is, though, or does he just think he's hot?
I think he just thinks he's hot.
This could be maybe, I think, like a hip-hop or R&B song, because they're always about being rich and like, how good they are, how talented they are.
Kanye West style.
Yeah, or maybe, like, what's that, Justin Timberlake? Oh, Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake.
Yes!
Good answer?
Yes.
Someone in here says Started From the Bottom by Drake.
Oh.
That's also a good one.
That is a good one.
So it's a song about how hot he is and how he's got loads of money. At the moment, I'm going for Drake, Started From the Bottom.
Justin Timberlake, another good option though.
Okay. Or let's say JT or Drake.
Yes.
Clue three.
This sounds like a bit of a Prince ripoff.
Okay, so it's a ripoff, or so they say, or so they think, of Prince. 80s superstar Prince. What sounds a bit retro at the moment? A load.
Quite a lot.
So I'm saying it's like could be something that sounds a bit 80s or 70s. Macklemore's new one is really early 80s.
Yes.
So it could be Downtown Macklemore. Is he saying how hot he is in that, though?
I don't think he is.
Or what about Daft Punk, Get Lucky?
Get Lucky, yeah. I don't think he's saying how See, Uptown Funk is quite like a rip-off of Prince, but I don't think they're saying, like, how...
Well, that's your view, not mine. Because I don't want a lawsuit.
Me either.
Uptown Funk's a good option, though. Do you want to go for that for now?
I think so.
Okay. Clue four.
I use the lyrics of number one songs to help my ESL students learn slang. Does in the spot mean we're at a happening place? Also, what is a fifer?
So someone's written on this forum that they use this song, which is a number one song, to help their students learn slang. So we know that this song has been massive. Number one.
I'm trying to think. This is a hard game, Scott.
It is. What do you think a fifer is?
I don't know.
A fifer is obviously mentioned in the song. Also, they want to know, does in the spot mean we are at a happening place?
Oh,
So what song mentions a spot and a fifer?
I don't know, Scott. I am absolutely at a blank on this one.
Do you want to stick with Uptown Funk?
I think so. But I don't know.
Okay, I think I've got it. Let's let him play Clue 5, all right?
Yeah.
A fifer is a really good-looking person because Michelle Pfeiffer is widely considered to be the most beautiful woman of her generation. A spot is a nightclub. So they're at a nightclub on a Saturday night.
Right, you were right in the first place, I'm convinced.
Really?
I think it's Uptown Funk.
Do you think?
Because Michelle Pfeiffer is mentioned in that, right?
She is.
You got it on Clue 3.
I think it is.
Okay, well, I don't know, but I've got the reveal here, so I can just play it and see if we're right.
Oh, yay.
Is it Uptown Funk? Yes, it is.
Yes.
So they're talking about Michelle Pfeiffer, who's a really good-looking person, and the spot is where they're at on a Saturday night. Don't believe me, just watch. And that is teamwork, Amy.
That is teamwork, Scott. We are a dream team.
Yeah, we are.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Well done if you got it right. It was Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Yay!
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Scott.
We did good. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Loads of people got it right. George in Bristol. Also, Emma in Pembroke. Guy as well, and Tom. This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, I'm not going to hassle you or anything, but have you actually watched Tom Daly on Innuendo Bingo yet? Watch it. BBC iPlayer. I think that's going to be one of the most watched things on iPlayer this weekend, because it's Tom Daly getting really wet. And now we're going to the Athletics World Championships. Now, I know, Tom, you must feel a lot of pressure as a diver, but let's please spare a thought for British runner Michael Rimmer.
Heat 5 of the men's 800 metres, right on the outside in lane 8. There he is, Michael Rimmer, looking as I think he should be. Perhaps a little nervous, a little apprehensive. Again, another tough heat here. He's got three top men inside him.
Oh!
Three top men inside of him.
Yeah, in yeah, that.
There's got three top men inside him.
That's what happens in athletics. I never knew.
Yeah. Wrong sport.
I know. Wow. One of my favourites, I think. I know that it's very easy to go, well, it was one of my favourites, but I honestly think this is one of the best ones we've ever done. Tom didn't get it for a bit. Like, I mean, he knows the game. Like, he's watched it and listened to it for years and has always wanted to be on it. But when I think you're actually in that seat, it can be a little bit weird at first because Chris has got such good spray. And as Tom himself said, he just wishes he had more explosive power in his mouth. Now we're going over to a very British airline on BBC Two. Now, the air industry is a multi-billion pound business. And it is kind of remarkable what people are prepared to do to succeed.
It's critical for British Airways. China's the second biggest economy in the world. I think in terms of opportunity, it's limitless, to be honest with you.
One, two...
Already behind the competition, Willie knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
Why do you have people called Willie on TV?
Tom Daly, Innuendo Bingo. It's on YouTube and I saw that Tom has shared that. But get it on BBC iPlayer as well, so you watch it on your laptop or your phone or big tele. BBC iPlayer for Tom Daly Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, I put a call out for this guy. Do you remember the Frostbit guy who we played in our show a few months ago, who became a local legend in Northern Ireland on the news for saying this?
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Just talking about the cold journey to school. I'm also talking about the guy who left his last A-level exam on a horse and got it filmed, and it's on YouTube. Hello, Rory.
Well, Scott, how are you getting on?
Now, I've been trying to get hold of you all afternoon. Who told you that I was trying to get hold of you?
Well, I'll tell you, I was just on the bus home from Galway there. I was down in Galway just during the week there. And then as soon as I got back in the day, there was a big swarm of people there, including Jill in there and the bus stop stores in Derry. And she was just coming up to me. A whole pile of people was coming up to me saying that you were looking to talk to me on the wireless there.
Yes, we were looking to talk to you on the wireless, and you say there was more than one person in Derry that came up to you.
Oh, there were a big swarm of them.
A whole swarm. How have you been?
Hey.
Good. And happy birthday as well.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Scott.
I never thought that I was going to be able to speak to you again. I know you were on the show initially a few months ago, but then there's been a bit of silence, Rory. Have you been all right?
Oh, no, I've been all right. Oh, good, sure. It's not been that well, staying and children on the side of buses and everything.
Yes. So how have you been celebrating today?
Oh, well, I've not really been... Well, good, you really wouldn't know it was the birthday so far. I was just in the bus the most of the day there, but... we're fucking out for a good wee knees up now the night, so I'll have a good old crack anyway.
So a bit of crack tonight, will it be with the lads?
Oh, that'll be up, all right. So you couldn't beat it.
You could not beat it. I just wanted to wish you happy birthday, really, Rory.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Well, good. We'll have to get on for a chat now and not too long a time anyway. I know we were on about it there for a good while.
Also, I want you to, you need to come to England and you need to come and be on this show in person.
Oh, good. That'll be great crack altogether. Oh, we'll have to get out and run, all right. We'll have to come out in the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay, well, make sure you leave your phone on because it's really hard to get hold of you.
Oh, well, that's dead on. Well, sure. I'll make it. Well, when do you want me to come out to you there?
Absolutely. I'll be in touch.
All right, you'll be in touch, right? That's dead on.
Have a good night, Rory.
All right, Scott. For me, anyway.
Love you, bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
God, I love him so much. The Scott Mills Daily. I can't believe I'm saying this on a Friday, but ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself. Charlie Sloth.
Oh, gosh.
What happened to you?
Because it's been a while, isn't it?
It is.
It's been a while. Where have you been, Millsy?
I've been here. Weekdays, 1 till 4. Where have you been?
I've been here. Weekdays, 4 to 7, BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Ion, I know what happened here. We were going to have you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But then we had slaves on doing real.
Cancelled me. I was outside the studio waiting eager.
You went outside?
I was. Roshan. I was waiting outside the studio. Roshan came out. I was like, fam, you're not needed. I was like, sorry.
Oh, he was.
Fat Tuesdays, fam. He's like, not today. It's slaves Tuesday today. Didn't get a better reaction than what I get. Just putting it out there. They haven't got as much banter as me.
Nah. Or as many retweets.
Yeah, that as well.
Your retweet game is so strong.
I've calmed down a lot, though.
I noticed that actually. Have you been kind of like taking a bit of a back seat, weaning yourself off it?
Yeah, you know, filtering through the retweets now. Like being selective. Even though I was selective before, now I'm a little bit more selective.
I've missed you, fam.
Oh, I've missed you, cuz. Where have you been anyway, really?
I've been here. I've been a bit of Cavos, a bit of Zanti.
Done, no.
All the Freshers gigs are now on.
Oh, yeah.
Dundee, night before last.
Done, no.
No, Dundee.
Oh.
And then...
Dundee,
Aberdeen tonight.
You're in Aberdeen? How are you getting to Aberdeen tonight, fam?
They've got planes now.
Oh.
And then I got Northumbria tomorrow.
Are you all busy, cuz?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You're getting it in with the Freshers, fam.
That's what it is. No Chris today. He's playing football or something, but don't worry
about
that.
He's playing football. I was going to ask where he was.
Yeah, I don't know. And tomorrow he's going to the proms.
He's going to the proms tomorrow.
I know.
What's happened to him, man?
I know. He likes classical music now.
He's changed, fam.
I know. I don't even know him anymore. So we're just going to play Real or No Real together, if that's
all right. Let's do it, fam. I'm on it.
In Japanese versions of some children's movies, broccoli in food scenes is replaced by peppers.
Okay.
Okay. So there you are. You've got a Japanese version of like a kid's movie, say a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. But sometimes in some scenes, there's no broccoli, but they put peppers on instead.
Yeah, this is quite weird. This is like something that goes on in my head on a daily basis. When I go to a restaurant, I replace salad with meat. This happens. So if it happens in my head, surely it's allowed to happen in films. I can see it happening.
I can't see you being... I can't see you delving into a big old salad there.
Yeah, no, I do love a salad. A chicken Caesar salad. Ooh, shit, I'm involved with that, cuz. A couple croutons in there. Not too many, though. You got to make sure the balance of croutons and chicken is good. Otherwise, it's a bit crunchy, and you don't know if you've got a bad bit of chicken or not. You know what I mean? It's a bit of information there for those wannabe chefs.
But in Japan, do they, maybe they just hate peppers in Japan. I don't know.
No, or maybe they maybe, hate broccoli, you mean? Because they're replacing the broccoli.
I'm sorry, yes, they hate broccoli.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a rumour going around that broccoli's bad for you in Japan. I don't know. What do you think?
Do you like broccoli?
Oh, love.
I love broccoli, guys.
Yeah,
oh,
I love it.
Bit of broccoli, right. Broccoli or peppers?
Broccoli.
Yeah, all day.
Every
all right.
time.
Red, green or yellow peppers? This is a hard one.
Red.
Red?
Yeah.
I'm going with yellow.
Who has yellow? No one.
They're sweet, cuz. They're the sweet ones. They've got bare sugar in.
Is this real or no real? I'm saying no real.
Like I said, it happens in my head on a daily basis. If it can happen in my head, it can happen in the movies. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Dunno, cuz! Oh, shit!
So, they most recently did it in the Disney film Inside Out. Oh, it's what I was saying. Peppers are more universally... broccoli is more universally hated in Japan. They don't like it.
They don't like broccoli.
No. What's wrong with them? And next.
A White House press conference has been unexpectedly interrupted by Siri.
I met the voice of Siri the other day.
Did you?
Hello.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Oh my gosh, did you get him to like do some drops and stuff?
No, because how many times a day must he hear that?
Oh, you should have done that, Millsy, man. You could have got something for the show.
No, he's like a proper professional businessman.
Oh, is he?
And I was having a proper meeting with him about something not to do with Siri. So if I went, oh, go on, do Siri, I'd feel like a bit of an idiot. But when you're sat there having a chat with him, and he is a legend, this guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of take him seriously, what he says, because he speaks like that.
I would have been asking him questions for jokes. I would have put my phone on record and I would have been saying things to him. Like, do you know when you try and swear at Sweary or call it bad names? Have you done that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I have done that.
It is the best.
Is that when you're, you got a bit of free time? That's what you do, is it?
When I'm travelling to shows, yeah, sometimes I'll chat to Siri because no one in the car wants to chat to me.
Sometimes you just want some abuse from Siri, don't you?
No, sometimes I just want a grown-up conversation and I find that Siri really helps.
But did Siri, the voice of, interrupt a White House press conference? Unexpectedly interrupted. Sometimes, don't you find, though, it just does talk to you when you haven't asked?
It does.
Here we go, doo-doo! And it, yes? And it's like, no, I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking to my mate over here.
Yeah, that
so
is awkward.
So I think real.
You think real?
Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm going to say no real, because I feel that the folk in the White House are far too organised to ever let anything like that happen.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
So it did happen during a press conference with Press Secretary Josh Earnest as a journalist tried to ask a question. I've got it here. It's really quiet, but you can just about hear Siri going off in the White House. Listen.
Is the president upset that he couldn't get even one Republican to sign?
So it was the lady, but you can hear it go boo, and you're like, oh no, it's going to go off.
How do you change the voice of Siri?
I don't know.
Because I've seen that some people have got the lady. How do you do that? I want to change it to the lady.
There's another guy voice as well now, yeah.
Because I can have bare conversations with her.
Well, I can't imagine what that would be like.
I know.
Please, no one... please, no one tell Charlie how to do that. And next.
You can't watch Straight Outta Compton in Compton because it doesn't have any cinemas.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is really interesting. And I know the actual answer to this because I was there not long ago.
In Compton?
I was in Compton not long ago. Scary place.
Is it?
It is.
Still
quite,
now?
It is quite a scary place. There's a lot of rundown areas and you get approached quite a lot by people trying to sell you goods.
Yes.
And it's quite intimidating when you say no.
What, like your watches and that?
Yeah,
your
sunglasses. Watches, sunglasses, yeah. Mix CDs. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I got almost jacked out of $50.
Did you?
I didn't want the CDs.
And they got like, you know, when they come around with the DVDs and that.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
And I know the answer to this because there was a cinema there, but it's now, what are they called over there? Swap meet. It's the swap meet. It's the swap meet over there. And I was like, okay. I spoke to some guy over there. He's like, yo, man, let's go hang out at the swap meet. And I thought that was, you know. It's
I can't imagine what was going through your head.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, like, what's the swap meet? He's like, let's go hang out there, man. I'll show you around. And I was like, okay. And I was, a little bit skeptical. But we went to the swap meet, and it used to be the cinema. The cinema closed down. So, yeah, there's no cinemas in Compton. So, you can't watch it in Compton.
Okay, well, I'm just going to piggyback on the back of that answer then, because you seem to know what we're talking about. You're saying real. And I'm saying real.
That one's real.
Yes. They are planning on building a 16-screen cinema in the area soon.
Really?
So next time you go and see your mate, you go and watch a film or something.
Oh, sick. Instead of going to the swap meet. The swap meet was sick, though, bruv.
What's in there?
Like shops and like market stalls. It's insane, bruv. It's mad in there. The swap meet!
And at the end of that round of real or no real, I got 20 and Charlie got 20. It's
a draw.
Full draw.
Draw, man.
On one extra then in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, got a massive, massive show for you today. Going to be joined in the studio by John Travolta.
What?
John Travolta's on the show today.
Okay, right. This is absolute nonsense. Wheel him out, please.
Why are you wheeling me out? John Travolta's on the show today at 4 o'clock.
Greg's on Radio 1 next.
If you like John Travolta, you will love the show today.
Wheel him out. And Charlie's next on One Extra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you liked what you heard then, tune into the show Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 or subscribe to this podcast and get it every day. Scott Mills.